Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no better place than the one you call home. Doesn't it deserve the right protection? Talk to a Cleveland Allstate agent about home insurance today and let the good life in. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. It's all in Thursday. The Cavs kicking off the NBA Finals against, of course, the Golden State Warriors.
So why does no one want to talk?
Nobody wants to talk to them. Maybe they just don't want to talk to us.
I don't know.
Maybe it's you.
I mean, the really big show went guest heavy today. So maybe that's why. People weren't able to call in.
Well, call us.
People can call.
Call up. 216-578-0050. The Cavs, 6-point underdogs on the road today in game number one. That seems a bit steep to me.
Very steep.
That's a little ridiculous.
You know what? If Gibbs, did you hear at all Bruce Hooley's take, you know, on the series itself, saying if he would not be worried if the Cavs went down 0-2 in Golden State. He'd only be worried if the Cavs didn't win the next two to even the series.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't
that.
Come home down 0-2.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
I firmly disagree with
that. It could
that.
Happen.
I agree that it could happen. If it happens, it's over.
Why?
I don't think so.
Why
at
do you
all.
Say that?
Because then it's five games.
No, actually, if the Cavs win the next two at home and follow suit, they're even again, and it becomes a three-game series.
And two of those three are in Golden State.
And that's fine. That's fine.
I don't know, man.
You need to hold home court, and you need to beat them once on the road.
All you got to do is win. You got to win one of these two, which I think they can do.
I believe they can, too, as well. I think tonight is going to be a large chess match.
Tonight's going to be interesting because everybody's had such a layoff.
Such a layoff. They're
get.
Rusty, but I think what I'm most looking forward to is to see how Golden State plans to defend LeBron with our three-point capabilities, having so many more guys that can shoot the three than even Golden State does. And then, of course, how David Blatt approaches defending Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Also, a highlight on Klay Thompson, you know, he is recovered. He's out of the concussion protocol. But, you know, one impact, one hard foul – and just, I know it's not football, but he can simply have a lot of those symptoms come right back.
He could. If you're the Warriors, see, I think LeBron is at his most dangerous as a facilitator right now.
Agreed.
Obviously, he can score.
Yeah.
But I'm just, right now, I'm saying, LeBron, shoot as many jumpers as you want. I'm packing it in. I don't want to let him penetrate and kick. I don't want to let him become the guy who gets those open threes for the shooters on this team. I want to make him shoot because right now his shot is not been good. And hopefully they do that and he comes out and he's hot and then they're screwed.
Yeah. I would like to see LeBron to build some confidence in himself early, both as a facilitator and in your point, as a jump shooter. Because we all know when LeBron wants to go have a 10, 11, 12 point quarter, he can do that. Two or three trips to the free throw line, two or three trips to the hoop itself, and one of those, you know, fadeaway jumpers from the block from about 15 feet. He can do that. So I know he can turn it on. The reason why I want to see him jump, shoot some jumpers is to draw that defense out, which will open up those lanes later in the game. And more so than anything, if in fact he does shoot, I like Mozgov and Tristan Thompson early to hit those offensive boards if he doesn't make those jump shots, to get them involved as well. And also too, indirectly let Golden State know how long and physical this series is really going to be.
Golden State's going to try to do that with Draymond Green trying to be physical. But Draymond Green can be a physical
player. Yeah,
presence.
But he's a three-point shooter. When Tristan Thompson starts taking threes, you know, then I'll know he's gone soft.
That's when he knows he's gone soft. It's going to be interesting. Let's go. 216-578-0850. We've got Dustin in Wellington. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I want to take a different spin on this.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking that Iman Shumpert is going to be the X factor in this series. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I feel like if Kyrie can't go 100%, who are you going to put on him? Or who are you going to put on Curry that's going to be a defensive presence? It's going to be Shumpert. He isolated and destroyed everybody that he was against in the Hawks series. I kind of think it's going to be Cavs in six.
Cavs in six. Colin is shot. I like it.
Where are you going to watch the game tonight, Dustin?
I will be at work. I'm starting a new job tonight, so I will be at work.
Pressure's
so I will
on.
Not be able to watch.
It's all right. You got a computer or a tablet, right?
I got smartphones. So I'll be able to keep up. Don't worry.
Go. Good. Our friend of the show, Cleve T.A., who will be hosting the show. He won that in the Browns Foundation
nice.
Radiothon last year.
When is
year.
That?
We'll have to do that. We'll pick a day in July, maybe.
He has to do it before the next Radiothon, or else it's
null and void.
Null and void.
He and Scott Lichtenstein. So maybe we'll do it one of the days when we'll do it while one of us is gone. So we'll be able to, like.
Or we'll do it when both are here, when it's a super dead period, and we need a great, fun show.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah.
Or maybe when I'm gone and you can get your buddies in and you can have your own show without me.
I don't want to show that. You'll be having fun in Vegas, though, I'll tell you that. When he says his prediction, Cavs in seven, each team wins at home till game seven. So Gibbs, Cleve T.A., the self-retweeter, he says that he believes that they can come back down 0-2 and win the series.
Gibbs is screening calls.
I got to see it first, says Gibbs. I got to see it. All right, let's go to Frank in Cleveland. What's up, Frank?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I think the layoffs are going to help us more than it will help Golden State.
Absolutely.
I think Kyrie's in pretty good shape. I think seems like Blatt has been picking up his chess game a little bit, or somebody is over there, you know. Other than that, bring it on.
We're going to watch the game tonight, Frank.
I'm going to listen to it. Mr. Jones is one of the greatest play-by-play guys I've ever heard. So I listen to him over there.
Okay.
One other thing, okay?
Yep.
You still there?
Yep.
Jerry Shook should be on the all-time list of Browns football players. Defensive lineman had to retire because of his knee surgery. Cleveland Clinic gave him the crud, you know?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go now to Mark in East Cleveland. What's up, Mark?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Good. All right, Mark, fill in the blanks for us. The Cavs will win the finals if?
If David, Coach Blatt out-coaches Steve Kerr, and even though they're both rookie coaches, I think that Coach Blatt has more experience in pressure situations. The Cavaliers, the players, have come to believe in his system or his coaches, and so, you know, that's going to make a little bit of a difference.
Good
there's,
point.
Of course, there's some other factors, but that should be a good one right there.
Yes, number two, I would pay blank for a ticket to the NBA Finals.
I couldn't afford it. I would watch the comfort of home. They're talking about $500 just to get in the door and for the cheap, you know, the
nosebleeds.
The nosebleeds. So you're watching
exactly.
You're watching game one tonight from home.
No, my brother-in-law's house. We're having a pizza and a little beer party, and it should be fun.
Beautiful.
And it doesn't matter. You know, we want to win it. We want to win 4-0. But look for this, like you said, a chess match and a competitive game. But I was also wondering, have y'all heard of J.R. Smith's song?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Yeah. Now, see, and what reason I'm mentioning that, because even in there, he's talking about how he's, you know, playing in Cleveland and playing with LeBron. LeBron has had an effect on all the players. They all believe in him. So that's getting underlooked, or, you know, it's not getting as much hoopla as it should, because they believe in themselves. Nothing to lose. Like you said, they're the underdogs. It'd be beautiful to win in four, but I think six will do the trick.
We'll take it in six. Appreciate the call, Mark, very much, and enjoy the pizza and beer, and hopefully a Cavs win tonight. Let's go to Chris in Elyria.
Wilhelm don't want to see me.
Oh, that must be – is this Chris Lee?
That's me.
Who is throwing down the challenge on Twitter. He wants a PC and Madden.
It's fine, man. I need like a month of prep, though.
Hey, whatever you –
He said he's going to play as the Browns.
You know
That's
what?
Fine.
Hey, when does training camp start?
July 28th.
Okay, well, I'll give you until August 28th.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know I have not played Madden in 4 years, 5 years.
Well, by that time, Madden, what, 16, 15 to be out? So, I mean, I guess I need to give you an additional month.
Nah, I'm good, man. I can take a whooping in Madden, and then we'll play Tiger, and I'll drop 18, minus 18 on you, and you can get the ball on the fairway.
It's all good. So, hey, the Cavs going to win in six, though.
Were you watching the game tonight, Chris?
I want to be at the Eagles Club in Elyria.
Nice.
You know, just lay back, relax, you know. I have to umpire something tonight, so I'll be okay.
Can I cool, get man. Your Can I get your strike? Do you work behind the plate?
I work bases, I work plate, yes. I work everything.
Do you have like a very dramatic like strike three call?
No, just, you know, just basic, simple. I mean, I'm not a major league umpire, so I don't need all the theatrics.
So just an aside. So one summer I was in D.C. with my buddy Greg Cohen. I lived with him, and we became a two-man umpiring crew for like.
Oh man, how old are you?
At the time,
yes.
I was in college still. So it was the 20s, summer of my 20s. Yeah, okay. Junior year in college, so 21 maybe, in D.C. and. We were umps for what I would call majors baseball, so like 11, 12s. Mm-hmm. I would be at home. He'd be at first. We'd alternate, and we were like out of our minds. Like our strike calls would be like, ah, ah, punch back into, did he go? Yes, he did. We're like, it was so much fun. We would just go out there and get banged up and like umpire our faces
off. For
$7
bucks an hour.
And just have the and literally have the best time laughing and like,
we probably got $20 a game or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And the parents would get into it because they knew when they had us. Like, we actually tried to do a very good job, but we would be, like, hysterical about it, too.
Yeah, you have to. Did you any confrontations with parents about a call or coaches significant enough for you to remember?
The only one.
Especially when you guys are goofing off. At some point, you got to come across a parent or coach who doesn't enjoy your theatrics and takes it offensive because it's, you know. They're trying to be serious.
The only one that was close is when there was this bang bang play at the plate in the bottom of the bottom of the sixth. So okay. It was like for the game, and if the guy scored, it would have tied it, and if he was out, it was third out and the game was over. And I like got so excited because it was like a big play and I knew I could see it coming and I was at home, and they slid and they got it in there and the catcher put the tag right on him and got him, and I was like, "You're out!" And I almost like punched the kid out because I was like, it was such a dramatic punch. And so the parents were like, you gotta calm down a little bit. But it was fine. The only other time that pops in my mind is there was a kid who was throwing gas and he really could bring
Were you behind the plate?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But his problem was, I was like, he was almost too good because they couldn't hit it, but he didn't have control. So he ended up walking a ton of people because when he'd throw a strike, he'd never get a strike that turned into an out. He'd have to strike him out or he'd walk him pretty much.
Right.
And I remember saying that to Parham, like, he's almost a little bit too good because he doesn't get any contact outs.
Too wild. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's too wild. So he walked a bunch of people, and they're like, you're squeezing him. Like, listen, a strike's a strike. You know what I mean? Come on, give me a break here.
I hear you.
I like punching people out. I love that strike. Ha! That was my strike out. I'll be like, strike out. Two! And then be like, hey, three! He like set it up. It was great. We'll be back. More phone calls. 216-578-0850. Gibbs, were you ever an umpire?
I umpired for 3 or 4 years. I did T-ball. I actually threw parents out.
Were you theatrical like me?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we had some moments.
It was so fun.
You weren't allowed to keep score, but you knew who the ringer teams were.
Yeah.
And they were just rolling kids. I mean, these kids were – we had a park in Lakewood that was good enough that you could hit home runs in T-ball.
Oh, wow.
And we had kids that would go yard.
Off a tee?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, dude. There were some sick, sick kids. It was awesome. But then, like, there were parents that were, like, tailgating and getting poop-faced and trying to keep score, and they were, like, telling their kid. I threw parents out. It was great.
I don't know if I never ran anybody.
My
never
dad
ran
was an umpire, so I spent a lot of time at the fields as a kid, but I've never umpired.
I mean, that's T-ball's easy. You're just trying to teach the kids how to play.
My dad had a short fuse on those because he used to do, grown-up softball leagues.
Oh,
my
yeah.
dad didn't take any BS because those guys booze as they play, you know? And then you get some of those, super serious teams as well who want to argue about every single call, just like those ticky-tack guys at the YMCA or rec in basketball that you just want to punch right in the face.
Oh, yeah. I would say if I was to say my umpiring style, as Cleve T.A. just tweeted me, Enrico Palazzo from the Naked Gun movie.
That's awesome.
It's Enrico Palazzo, everybody. Frank Drebin. You got to love it. Doesn't amount to a hill of beans, but this is our hill.
Strike one?
And these are our beans. Yes. That was like, what a great scene that is. It's on my Twitter right now. I can't retweet Cleve T.A. Cleve T.A. is a self-retweeter. But he doesn't allow you to retweet his own tweets. He says his theory is he makes bold predictions, and when he's right, he self-retweets it, and when he's wrong, he deletes. So he retweets or he deletes.
Okay.
All right, then.
There it is. We'll have to ask him about that. We'll grill him about that. It doesn't seem like a strong way to come.
No.
On the Twitter game. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, all in Thursday, on ESPN 850 WKNR.